spare. The first job entailed hauling Schopp's delicate telescope and other scientific equipment inland. Precision instruments whose every fragile inch had endured muttered curses of Spanish soldiers, porting them nearly halfway across the world from ship to jungle and back to ship again. The observatory's one widely recognizable instrument looked like the guts of a clock quartered and served up like a piece of pie. A kind of maritime priesthood wielded the quadrant with incantations and scriptures that were as mysterious as Holy Writ to most of the sailors. A ship's navigator typically used this machine and a table of nautical charts to measure the moon and sun and sometimes stars. Through a mathematical ritual that occupied the navigator for hours on end, these measurements would then produce a crucial number that everyone at sea could appreciate, longitude. Longitude was the most costly puzzle of its time, and astronomy was poised to solve it. Esteemed astronomers like Schopp commanded authority with royal audiences and military commanders. Commanders like Medina. The groans of wretched men and glimpses of the cadavers they became underscored how dire the situation had become. Still, as the morning's sweat turned clammy from cooler breezes that nudged the mule train inland, Medina and Schopp remained tense allies, bound by death's encroaching shadow. Theirs was a world inching closer.